Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Picture a remote freshwater stream somewhere in the eastern United States. The water's cool, there's a reasonably fast current, and the bottom is littered with big flat rocks. Sounds peaceful, doesn't it? What you're imagining is a perfect environment for trout, and for something else, too. Every so often, anglers who cast their lines in such places wind up catching North America's biggest salamander. This thing leaves an impression. Specimens measuring 29 inches long, that's 73 centimeters, have been documented, and the beefiest adults weigh 4 to 5 pounds, that's about 2 to 2.5 kilos. These four-legged amphibians have compressed heads and torsos, meaning that, judging by outward appearance, you'd think someone had squished these critters flat with a rolling pin. Another key attribute is their brown to grayish skin, which hangs noticeably loose around their flanks. Early settlers didn't know what to make of these guys. Baffled by their appearance, some folks began calling them snot otters, devil dogs, or mud devils. The species wouldn't receive its formal scientific name, Cryptobranchus alleganiensis, until 1803. But nowadays, most people know this strange salamander as the hellbender. The hellbenders are divided into two subspecies. Northern Arkansas and southern Missouri are the home of the endangered Ozark hellbender. The eastern hellbender has a broader distribution, having spread itself across the greater Appalachian region and parts of the Midwest. Though, sadly, it's also got conservationists worried. Some amphibians are equally at home on land and in the water, but hellbenders are, more or less, totally aquatic. Their skin absorbs oxygen, pulling it straight out of the water. That leaves hellbenders at the mercy of pollutants, and the excess silt and runoff dumped into their streams by forest clearing projects sure doesn't help. One report published in 2007 by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimated that the Ozark hellbender will become functionally extinct by the year 2026 unless protective measures are taken. As of 2019, it was still classified as endangered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which has said that, in some good news, most populations of the eastern hellbender are not in danger of extinction, and therefore do not warrant listing under the Endangered Species Act. To help boost populations of the Ozark hellbender, the St. Louis Zoo teamed up with the Missouri Department of Conservation and established a successful breeding program in 2011. And just last year, Pennsylvania raised awareness about this wonderful species by naming the eastern hellbender its official state amphibian. Maybe such efforts will improve the salamander's PR. There's a pervasive belief that the hellbender has a venomous bite, but this is untrue. The hellbender wields no venom. And despite rumors to the contrary, the amphibians do not hurt game fish populations. Crawfish make up over 90% of the hellbender's diet. Other potential prey items include tadpoles, smaller salamanders, and small fish. The creatures are most active at night. They spend their days taking refuge under submerged logs or stream-bottom rocks. Hellbenders avoid humans, but they will aggressively defend their territories against fellow members of their species. So, unless you are a rival salamander, a potential mate, or a yummy crawfish, these beasties would just as soon leave you alone. Disposition-wise, they couldn't be less hellish. Maybe it's time to start calling them heckbenders? Today's episode was written by Mark Mancini and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other heckish topics, visit howstuffworks.com. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.